But they only set up lechem aponim on the shulchan of Moshe. Like the pasuk says, "V'es hashulchan asher olav lechem aponim." Loshen Yochin. Shlomo also made 10 menorahs, but the Kohanim would only light the menorah of Moshe, like the pasuk says, "Menoras hazahav." Again in Loshen Yochin. Rabbi Lazar ben Shamua said all the shulchanos had lechem aponim on it, and like the pasuk says, "Es hashulchanos the aleim lechem aponim," in the plural, and all the menorahs were lit, like the pasuk says, "Es hamenorahs," written in the plural. Rabbi Yosef, the son of Yehuda, explains the Tanakh will say the pasuk Rabbi Lazar regarding the shulchanos refers to the three tables that were in the Beis Hamikdash, two on the inside of the ulam, one of silver on which the loaves were put as they were being brought in, and one of gold on which the loaves were put as they were being taken out, because we only go the malam kodesh emeridin. The third table is a shulchan on which the lechem aponim was set up during for the entire week. Rabbi says we learn from a pasuk that malam kodesh emeridin. The pasuk says that only Moshe put up the mishkan without others helping him. This is because once he began to put it up, he did not allow others who were not as great as him to put it up. Rabbi Achav Yaakov says we learn from a pasuk that we may go higher in matters of kodesh. Pasuk says the metal of the shovels used by Korach's people were then used to plate the mizbeach. Rabbi Yosef teaches that the luchais, as well as the broken pieces of the first luchais, were put into the oren. From here, we learn that if Talmud Chacham forgets his learning because of an oinus, he should not be treated in a demeaning manner. Rish Lakish said Asher Shibarta means Hashem thanked Moshe for breaking the luchais. We learn from over here that sometimes the stopping of Torah is the fulfillment of the Torah. Rish Lakish said we learn from a positive of Talmud Chacham sins, we should not demean him publicly; rather, we should try to conceal the sin. Rish Lakish dashes the positive to teach: whoever forgets even one thing of his learning is over a lav. Ravina darshans that he's over actually two lavim. Rav Nachman Yitzchak darshan he's over three lavim. Mar says, however, this does not apply if he forgot due to an oinus. The story of the son of Raviani said, the forgetting because he has learned too much to remember is also treated as an oinus. Rav Yechon and Rabbi Lazar said, the Torah was given in 40 days and a neshama is created in 40 days. This teaches, one who guards his Torah will have his neshama guarded as well. Zok, the next mishnah, there were two shulchanos on the inside of the ulam near the door to the Beis HaMikdash. One was of marble and one was of gold. The Kohanim would put the incoming lechem upon them on the marble table and then bring them into the Beis HaMikdash just to be set up. They would then take the alcohol and lechem upon them and put them on the gold table as they were carrying them out of the Beis HaMikdash. Just because of Malam HaKadosh Emeridin, it was a golden table, meaning what we call the Shulchan, inside the Heichel, on which the lechem upon them was arranged at all times. Mor explains that four Kohanim would enter to switch out the breads on Shabbos. Two held the two arrangements and two held the two spoons filled with Havoina. Four other Kohanim would enter before them. Two to take the two arrangements that were going to be removed, and two to take the two spoons of levoina that were going to be removed. The ones bringing in the breads and the levoina would stand to the north of the shulchan, facing south. The ones who came to remove the breads and the levoina would stand to the south of the shulchan, facing north. As the kohanim began pulling out the old breads, the other kohanim were pushing in the new breads, with each tefach of removal of the old breads being taken over with a tefach of the new breads to fulfill the pasuk of levonai tamid, continuously. Rabbi Yossi says, even if the Kohanim would fully remove the old breads and only then place the new breads later on the Shulchan, it would still fulfill the pasuk of the Fonai Tomid. Mission continues, the Kohanim with the old breads would leave the Heichel and put the breads on the golden table in the Ulam. They would then burn the Levoin on the Mizbeach and the breads would then be divided among the Kohanim. If Yom Kippur fell out on Shabbos, the breads would not be divided until the evening. If Yom Kippur fell out on Friday, the Musaf of Yom Kippur would be eaten that evening on Shabbos by people of Babel who had no problem eating raw meat. Zokin Mar Bryce says, Rabbi Yossi says, even if the old breads were removed in the morning and new breads were not placed on the Shulchan until the evening, not a problem. It says, Lefonai Tomid, it means the Shulchan should not be left without breads over a night. Rabbi Ami said, we can learn from this that even if someone only learns one parak of Torah in the morning or one parak in the evening, he has fulfilled the requirement of Lo Yomish Sefer HaTorah Hazeh Mipicha. Rabbi Yechon in the name of Hashem Yechoi said, even if someone only reads Kriya Shema in the morning and the evening, he has fulfilled the requirement of Lo Yomish. However, it's also to tell this to Ram Aretz. Rava said it's actually a mitzvah to tell to Ram Aretz because he holds it will cause him to learn more. Ben Domo Zaktimar, the nephew of Rabbi Shmuel, is Rabbi Shmuel. Someone like me, who has learned all of the Torah, may I study great Greek wisdom? Rabbi Shmuel answered by he said the pasuk of La Yomush, Vegisa Bayom Balaila. If you can find an hour that's neither day nor night, that's what you could use to learn Greek wisdom. Chochmas Yevonis. This argues on Rabbi Shmuel ben Achmeni, who said in the name of Rabbi Yonasan that the pasuk is not an obligation or a mitzvah, but is rather a bracha that Hashem gave to Yeshua that he should not forget his learning, since learning Torah was so beloved to Yahushua. Rabbi Shmuel's yeshiva taught a brisa that said, learning Torah should not be viewed as an obligation which one looks forward to paying off, because one never becomes potter from learning more. Chizkiya darshan is a pasuk to teach that Hashem entices people to learn Torah, and in that way, to be is saved from Gehenna. The drasha then teaches of the severity of Gehenna and says that even one who was a Talmud Chacham and then left the Torah will also end up in Gehenna. However, the reward for learning Torah is not just the saving from Gehenna, rather there's abundant positive reward as well. Mishnah said, Chal Yom Kippur Meliyos B'Shabbos V'Chulu. Rabbi Abraham Nehemiah said, the people were actually not from Bavel who ate the raw meat like this, but rather they were from Alexandria. But because the Rabbanan didn't like the people of Bavel, they referred to these people as being from Bavel. There's a Braisa in which Rabbi Yossi says this same thing as well.